Welcome to Drinks and Disney Podcast, where I, Stina, sit down with a friend and have an in-depth discussion about a specific Disney movie while we enjoy 2, 3, 4, 5 themed drinks. Part of the fun is the Instagram, at Drinks and Disney, so be sure to follow us there. Also, please rate us on iTunes and leave a fun review if you can. Enjoy!
Today, we are doing The Princess and the Frog.
Woo! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, honey. My guest today is Jared Rudell.
Holla, a.k.a. Captain Sassy.
Yes. Jared is my writing partner and roommate and dear friend.
Extraordinaire.
And we're going to let him talk about himself for a little bit.
Oh, thank you, Stina. Yes. So, and Christina, we actually met at Universal on the lot, theme park life.
Yes.
And ever since then, that's actually a funny story for another time.
We'll talk about it later. Where can people find you? What do you do?
aspiring show creator. You can find me on Instagram at CaptainSassy19. Yeah, just find all my shenanigans. I do have a show coming up. It happens every morning in the bathroom, in the shower. I sing a variety of songs.
What are you talking about?
You know, just like shower tunes.
I like singing in the shower. I thought you were going to be like Instagramming yourself.
Maybe I should start doing that.
I feel like you just made that come into reality by saying it on here.
I should probably, post it on, one of those, live feed sites. In the shower, feeling myself. But it's just me awkwardly singing.
Yes. I think that'll work out just fine. I like this idea. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it later. We're drinking a Jared-concepted drink.
Yes, it's a Jared original. Christina was brave enough to let me create my own cocktail. We weren't really sure how it was going to come about, but it did, and it's beautiful. It's the Bayou Bridal Swamp Juice. So my inspiration, the fantasy, if you will, we're at the wedding in the swamp with Mama Odie, Tiana, and Naveen. We're all still animals. Choose what you may. You know, I'm not a frog. I feel myself as more of a stork. I'm a bird.
I can see that. I feel like I would be like a fox, maybe, or a rabbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're all in attendance at the wedding, and this is what Tiana decided to serve was this bridal Bayou Swamp Juice. You know,
and it's
got
delicious.
It is incredible. We're actually, we were, as we were cheering the first, woohoo, I took a sip and I was like, it was a very begrudging sip.
It was slow motion. Yeah. You're like, oh, who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. But it turned out quite tardy, which is a favorite of mine. That's usually kind of where I stand with liquor, anything like grapefruit, or anything with the tart family. That's where you're going to find me.
Yeah, you love a tart liquor. So what are the ingredients?
So what we decided to do is to kind of give it the green evanescence that it has. So we put two parts of Midori. It's like this melon liqueur, and it gives us this green.
Yes, green.
Vibe. And then we also put in a champagne because we're at a wedding, we're celebrating. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we have a little bit of champagne in there. And then as a nice little mixer, we have a limeade.
Yes.
As a natural, simply made limeade. So we did four parts of the limeade I'm acting like I'm a cocktail bartender with this poor parts talk, but I could be wrong.
We could free pour it.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
It's actually amazing. And then for a garnish, you have to be super fancy. We got limes and we dipped them in sugar to make them look like fancy lily pads.
Because
we're in the bayou.
The color turned out kind of like Tiana's wedding dress color.
It did. And I was very excited because that's what I was going for. You know?
Yeah.
We wanted to do... Because I like really light drinks. I like when they're... Not really dark saturated drinks. I like the light, fun
right.
drinks. And that's kind of what the color turned into.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like it a lot.
Yeah, and also if Shrek were to piss in a cup, I think it also look
yeah,
like
that.
Yeah,
I think it's probably Shrek piss as well.
My swamp.
So I'm just going to go over a few facts about the film.
Fun.
Princess and the Frog. See, you notice it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We live pretty close to the Burbank airport, but not like, I mean, they fly over us.
All the time. I don't know why, but the universe has always in my life been like, you should live near airports. Wherever I've moved.
They're trying to get you to travel.
I'm always close to an airport.
The friends on the other side are trying to get you to travel more.
I guess so. I mean, I'm with them. I'll go with them.
Released 2009, directed by Ron Clements and John Musker, who have directed every single one of the movies that I've done so far, except for Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because they did the...
Treasure Planet. They did Hercules.
Did they do The Little Mermaid as well?
Maybe. I can't remember. But...
It says on the DVD box.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Little Mermaid and the Aladdin.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
It's ridiculous. They did Moana, too. And there's always two characters in the movies that represent them.
Oh, I did not know that. And, that's super fun. So who do you think it is in this movie?
In this one, I think it's the two investors or whatever that she's, or the real estate.
The Fuller brothers. Yeah.
Because there's always like, because one's really tall and one's really stout.
Uh-huh. Just like Pain and Panic.
And that's how you know. Yes, Pain and Panic. Mm-hmm. And then in Moana, it's Pua and the chicken.
A very classic Disney motif.
Yes.
Yes. I always feel like they always have two sidekicks. One, yay, that is, like, stout and small, and one that's tall and thin. Because, I mean, like, you even have...
Timon and Pumbaa
as well.
Screenplay by Ron Clements, John Musker, and Rob Edwards.
Oh.
Go, Rob.
Snaps for Rob.
Music by Randy Newman. Starring...
Oh, my gosh, Jennifer Lewis. As Mama
course,
Odie.
Yes, yes. Anika Nani Rose.
Who else? What else is she in? For those of us, Dreamgirls. Okay. Mm-hmm. And who'd she play in Dreamgirls?
I can't remember her character name, but she was the one who ended up with Eddie Murphy's character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the one that isn't Jennifer Hudson.
Or Beyonce.
And Beyonce.
And not the forthcomer. Not the one when Jennifer Hudson leaves and they have the new girl. Not her.
That bitch either. Keith David plays Dr. Facilier.
Yes, I knew Keith. Mm-hmm. Yes, because I love his voice.
I love him. Jim Cummings.
Oh, he plays, Jim Cummings. Oh, does he not? Oh, does he play? Where's my Jeopardy music, Christina? Where's my Jeopardy music? crap, who could, I don't want to go. Is it Prince Naveen's little servant boy?
No, he plays Ray.
Aww, yeah. Oh, shucks, the little Cajun butt light bug. Yes. Oh, now I remember, now that my memory is jogging from IMDb last night. Jonathan Goodman is also in this movie.
Yes, John Goodman, yes!
Yes, as, Charlotte's dad.
Yes.
The king of Mardi Gras.
Big Daddy. I love you called him Jonathan Goodman.
I mean, he asked me to call him Jonathan.
Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah. I know you have a personal relationship with him.
Yes, I do.
And then Oprah, of course.
Oprah.
His mom.
Yes, as Tiana's mom.
And then Terrence Howard plays her dad.
Oh, cute. Yeah. And then, I mean, we'll probably get into this, but my favorite character is Charlotte.
Right. Oh, we're going to get into Charlotte.
Okay, good. I also want to showcase my Southern accent later on.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, we'll have
to. Yeah, and Jared's from Florida, so he's
Orlando,
got
Florida
it.
Originally, yes. Down in the South.
Budget, $105 million.
Okay.
Box office, $267 million. Which... is better than I thought, because I remember people just saying what a flop it was.
Well, girl, I do have some tea on that. I don't know if you want to get into it now or later. There is a reason that it did not do well in the box office, and it's mostly because of marketing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah, we'll talk about this in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get into that
later. Yeah, we'll get into it. Okay, and then based on The Frog Princess by Edie Baker, which is a novel, I guess, but also The Frog Prince by the Brothers Grimm.
Nice.
Yep. Okay, here's the quiz.
Oh my gosh, it's a pop quiz.
Pop quiz, you weren't prepared.
Oh my gosh, I haven't had to take a quiz in like 5 years. Wait, lies, BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed. That's hilarious. Okay.
Okay, bring it on. Let's go.
What Disney character likeness makes an appearance in Charlotte's room in the very beginning?
In Charlotte's room?
Mm-hmm.
Disney. Oh, wow. That's a toughie.
If you're not, like, looking for it.
I want to say, okay, Do I get, like, a lifeline? Can I ask a question? Because, as we all know, Disney characters can range from inanimate, you know, sure. We have tons of, like, fan favorite characters okay, that aren't even human.
Ask me a question. Ask me a question.
Like, is it a human? Like, is it, like, no. a female? Okay, good. Is it Scrump?
Who is Scrump?
Girl, Scrump is Lilo's doll from Lilo and Stitch. Yes.
No, it's not, but that's a good guess. Okay.
I feel like she would have fit the whole, like, mood of New Orleans, you know, like, because she's, like, a little, like,
in Charlotte's
doll.
Room?
I mean, I was stretching. Yes, I'm reaching. Yes, you got me. Well, let me try one more time.
Okay.
Okay, if we're thinking, okay, everyone, let's think about this logically. Charlotte, princess. Okay, so I'm going to pick a Disney princess. Oh, you're looking at me like it's not going to be a Disney princess. Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and say, okay, likeness.
Yeah, think, so it's. So when I say, okay, I'm going to give you a little bit of it.
Okay.
So when I say likeness, it's not the character.
Okay.
But it looks like the character.
Oh my gosh, I'm stumped.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's okay that you don't know.
But now the, like, you know when you get the first question wrong on the quiz and you're just like, shit, like.
You just leave. I did that with the SATs. I was like, I got that wrong. Leaving. Well, just,
this isn't going to go well.
Mrs. Potts.
Oh, see. Her oh, shit. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, but she's sort of human. She's human again.
Okay, we're not going to get into the politics of human again right now. The semantics.
Okay, cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
I actually, like, was surprised I even noticed, because it's very quick. They're just, like, panning into her room, and on her little table is tea set.
That makes sense,
yeah. And Mrs. Potts is sitting there. What are the names of the restaurants where Tiana works?
Ooh, good. One is Duke's. That's the one she works in the morning.
Yes.
And then the other one is, like, another, it's, like, it starts with an M, I think, like, Mel's or Mer, or... She says it so quick because she's like, good night, moves, and hello, Dukes. But fill in the blank, I don't know.
Good night, cows.
Cows! Ah!
Yes, okay. Cows.
I get half a point.
But you do. We see Duke. We don't see cows.
Right, you never go to cows.
You never go to cows.
Which, to be honest, really quick, sorry to pause on the quiz, but like, she goes missing for about 2 days.
I literally was going to just say that.
I was like, for someone who goes to work every single day and is a hard worker, like, she probably holds down both restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
They could be like, where WTF is Tiana?
I know.
I was watching this and I was like, why is no one concerned where she is?
No one's looking for her. It's insane.
Like, no one.
Like, a lot of people depend on her.
Yes.
Who does Mr. LaBeouf have matching costumes with at the masquerade, and what are they dressed as?
Mr. LaBeouf?
Who is Big Daddy?
That is Big Daddy?
Yes.
Oh, his dog!
Yes, and what's her name?
Ah, it's, starts with an S.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that one right. Okay, I was like, I want to say, like, Skeet, Scarlet,
Keep going.
Oh, I'm close. You're getting closer. I'm getting warmer. Scarlet, I don't know.
It's a woman's name.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know.
Stella.
Fuck me, because an ode to Streetcar Named Desire.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my gosh, my favorite play by Tennessee Williams. Because he even does the, like,
yes,
the Stella.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And so, what were they dressed up as together?
Caesar and a Roman soldier.
A Roman centurion, yeah.
Roman centurion, yeah.
I loved it. I love that whole sequence.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's super cute.
And then she doesn't even give Stella beignet. Tea. Like, come on, tea.
I love when Stella's like, Tiana? I remember the first time I watched it, the whole rest of the movie, I was like, are we going to go hang out with Stella later? Like, I was really excited about that.
I know. I was like, Disney, why did we not explore that just a tad bit more?
Because Stella is so hilarious. Yeah. She's, like, fat, but she's, like, really devoted to like, and she get that beignet. Mm-hmm. You get that beignet. Stella, you deserve one. What's the name of the fictional kingdom Naveen is from?
Oh, it's... This is the third time I've said this. It starts with an M. Maldonia?
It got you. Yes.
Is it Maldonia?
Yes.
Blessed be.
I don't think I would remember.
I was, so you know what? You know why? I'm just buying time. When I say it starts with this, then I'm like, come on,
it's
memory.
It's gotten you this far in your life to just remember the beginning letters of words, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maldonia.
Mm-hmm. How old is Mama Odie? She says it.
Does she really?
She says it.
Is it triple digits or double digits? Triple? Yep. 107? 176? 200? Oh, God.
It's 197.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She says something like, well, what other... They're like, Mama Odie? And she's like, well, what other 197-year-old blind swamp priestess were you looking for? Or something yeah. like that. Mm-hmm. What is the moth's name that is Naveen's bow tie when he's about to propose to Tiana?
He says it so quick. It's not Rag, because that's the lightning
yeah.
But
it's really fast. Yeah. I just love that whole thing. Like,
he was so disappointed, too, because it would have looked really good, and I agreed.
He's like, I thought it was a good idea. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do not know his name.
His name is Paul.
Paul, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would name him off Paul, but okay.
But even, like, the one that is his bow tie, I think, or something during their wedding, there's another, like, moth or something that, like, flies away and is like, congratulations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Do you remember that?
No, I know.
These moths are, like, so precious. All the moths are precious in the bayou. What is the name of Louie's band at the end?
Oh, girl.
And they play in the...
What? With all the... What's the name? What are these questions?
I want you to pay the fuck attention.
Oh, I don't know. Is it like the See You Later Alligators?
I wish.
Yeah, but Louie's a crocodile.
Is it? Yeah, Louie's a crocodile.
Well, after is a he? While, crocodile. Is he a crocodile?
Oh, maybe they call him a gator.
Well, do you know how you know if something, like, if it's a gator or a crocodile?
Something about the teeth? No.
No, you just have to wait to see if you'll see him later.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, also, really quick, since we are on the topic, did you know that in the parks, when, like, we're going to go real dark real quick, that kid that got ate.
Yeah.
Eaten? What's, okay, come on, English lesson.
Well, is I it mean, eaten or I ate? Feel like ate is, like, a very southern thing to say, so it works with
okay,
her.
Okay, good. So, when, like, a couple years ago, probably 2 years ago, a crocodile, no, whatever Louie is.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter because America is stupid, clearly, like us, and we don't know the difference.
Gators.
But, like, I'm pretty sure it's a gator.
Yeah.
Yeah, because gators are in Florida.
Yeah.
So, a crocodile, as I say, crocodile.
First
an,
of all,
an alligator.
Why the fuck are we even, like, not just making them the same animal?
Because species, girl. This alligator ate a child at the parks at the Grand Floridian Hotel because this 3-year-old wandered into the lake.
Can you imagine?
I can't. It was really sad. And there's a lot of controversy, which we won't get into. But anyways, back in California, during the Sensational Parade, when I was working at the parks as a photographer, photo pass, they took him out of the parade.
Really?
And they took him out of the meet and greets because of the controversy surrounding it. They didn't want... And I was like, the lengths that Disney will go to, like, quote-unquote, please people
right.
is insane to me. Because, I mean, like,
that sucks.
Yeah. But he does return. He did return
eventually. Yeah, I didn't know they did that. That's interesting.
Yeah, but, yeah.
The band is called Firefly 5 plus Lou.
Oh, that's adorable.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it's really cute.
Okay. What specific physical traits did Anika Nani Rose ask that Tiana shared with her?
Her nose and her lips?
Close-ish? Okay. One of them is, like, a facial thing.
Okay. Eyes.
No.
Brows.
No.
Curves.
No.
Ears?
No.
Forehead?
No.
What? Her cheeks?
Her dimples.
Oh, her dimples. Well, yes. I'm glad. No, I'm so glad.
Yeah, her dimples, and she wanted...
I rep dimples.
Yes, you do. And she wanted Tiana to be left-handed. And Tiana's left-handed.
Oh, that's adorable.
What actresses being considered for Tiana personally lobbied for the role?
Oh, wow.
This is like tea right now.
Is it?
A little bit.
Wig. I don't know.
Alicia Keys.
Wow.
And Tyra Banks.
Really, Tyra?
Yeah. Like... Did you look at the music, Tyra?
Kintyre's? Well, I mean, like, you don't have to sing.
They would have to change Tiana completely because Tiana sings so... Like, Tiana is, like, a powerhouse singer.
Yeah.
I know Jennifer Hudson also was asked to audition.
And that makes sense. Well, I almost said Jennifer Hudson. Yeah. Like, that's what...
But Jennifer Hudson was asked to audition, whereas these two, like, sought the role out.
I would have been so down for Alicia Keys.
Oh, yeah, I think she would have been great. Who was considered for the role but refused to audition?
Oh.
This is a true tea right here.
Who refused to audition? I'm trying to think of a diva.
We've already said her name.
Not Jennifer Lewis. No. No, because she can't.
Jennifer Lewis.
We were talking about her earlier yeah, while we were getting lunch, so that's why.
We often talk about Jennifer Lewis. We
often. Who?
Beyonce.
Really?
Refused to audition, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because I think it's right up her alley.
I guess not. Well, did she audition for Nala in this thing?
I know. Who knows? You know, Nala's going to have all the songs now.
I hope so.
Which is fine. Yeah. Because Nala doesn't have a lot in the actual movie. Anyway. Okay, great. That's the end of the quiz.
Oh, my gosh. Good. That was taking years off of my life.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Tell me about the tea with the marketing and stuff.
Okay, yeah. So, like, as we all know, Princess and the Frog did not do as well as it should have done in the theaters. Like, just looking at the response we had with Black Panther this past year, you would think that a movie that was about an African-American princess that would get more backing, just, like, in general. Especially, too, Disney had sort of gone back to this hand-drawn animation.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the last one they did before doing, like, Frozen, doing, like, kind of, like, the Entangled and that kind of animation style. And, sadly, the reason why they stopped doing the hand-drawn animation is because of this movie, which is unfortunate. Because I had interviewed at the Disney Animation Studios for a PA position, and we got talking. And one of the questions they asked me was, like, what's your favorite Disney movie? But I don't have a favorite. I have a top five.
Yes.
Because, like, you can't...
Disney movie is a tier.
Yeah, it's tiers. You can't, you don't have a ranking, you have a tier system. Like, you have your, like, ones that you hold close to your heart, and then, like, the rest fall by the wayside.
Right.
But, like, my top five are Lilo and Stitch, Princess and the Frog, Little Mermaid, Lion King, and my fifth one always changes depending on my mood. Right now it is Big Hero 6, but that's just where I lay. And so when I told them that, I was like, but for some reason, Princess and the Frog stood out.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talking about Princess and the Frog, and they were like, oh my gosh, we're glad you like it. And then that's when they were telling me the decisions behind, like, going back to hand-drawn animation, and, like, since it didn't do so well in the theater, they, like, quit. But apparently, John Lasseter was so upset with the marketing, they kind of, like, cleaned house in that department.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you didn't go above and beyond, you didn't, it just wasn't as, like, vocal, or, like, the awareness, and, like, like, that wasn't what it should be for a movie like this.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, so hard, too, because I think Up came out in the same year?
Maybe.
Because, like, this movie was nominated for Best Picture Animation, or not Best Picture, sorry, Best Animated
but
Feature.
But it didn't win.
It did not win. No. And it, because it lost to something, which I think was Up.
Oh, I put 2019, that's not right.
Hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet, living in the future. Yeah, Up, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, that was, like, the tea. It just, like, sucks.
It sucks when Disney has the same movie coming out as Pixar. I think they should talk to each other, communicate, and make sure that doesn't happen. Because it's super awkward for everyone. okay, well, yeah, I agree. I think, I remember not, because usually Disney marketing is so good.
Right.
And it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But they...
It's in your face.
It's in your face. But it's like you're like... It gets you excited.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it. And I think that they did. I think they...
Because I didn't even... I didn't watch this in theaters.
You didn't see it in theaters?
No, I didn't see it in theaters because I didn't feel the need to.
Really?
Yeah, which, I mean, of course, now that I watched it and I'm like, shit, I missed out on this incredible movie. Because, like, to me, like, I love New Orleans. Like, that is a mood for me. That is a mood for me. And, like, paired with up with this beautiful music.
Oh, my gosh. It's,
yeah.
The music is incredible. That was actually going to be my next question. What was the first time you saw this movie? Do you remember?
Yeah, the first time I saw this movie, I was at a friend's house. She's actually an ex-friend. Cause like, but yeah, I watched it on Netflix probably, I think I was still in high school. When did this come out again?
2009.
Oh yeah, so I saw it when I was in high school. Yeah, I probably watched it like 2011. For the first time, we were, like, having a movie night, and they're like, you have to watch Princess and the Frog, because I still hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
And they, like, made me watch it, and it was a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, so let's talk about how I am Charlotte.
No, I am Charlotte.
We're both Charlotte.
We are both Charlotte.
Like,
I have taken at least 3 BuzzFeed quizzes and told me that I am Charlotte.
You are Charlotte. I just want her room, and I want her dresses, and I want a big Southern dad who's rich.
Yeah.
Because I would, everything that she does, I would do. If I had those things, she has no chill.
No, and she's, like, I don't even want to use the word extra to describe her, because she's not necessarily extra, but yeah, she has no chill.
She has no chill, and it's only just because, like, she's so privileged.
Yeah.
But she's, like, perfect.
Yeah.
I've never related to a character more, I think.
Than Charlotte.
A Disney character more. Charlotte is incredible.
Well, it's so funny, too, because, like, you know, I love, 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 love her accent. She's like, Daddy, please! Daddy, please!
Yeah, she's incredible. And I also love Charlotte because, like, she can so easily be, like, this petty, bitchy princess character. But she's wholly supportive of Tiana. She's actually a really good friend of Tiana.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
I mean, even I love, one of my favorite moments is when she still wishes on the evening star.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, yeah. You know, because like, please. Because it's funny because, like, you, in that way, you can go 2 ways on this. You can be like, oh, she's so spoiled. She already has everything. Why would she want more? But then again, it can also be like, just because you have everything doesn't mean that you can get everything
that you necessarily want. Exactly.
So, because, like, yeah, she wants to marry a prince, and yeah, like, we would all think, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you have everything else, it doesn't matter, but, like, you know, to her, like, she didn't ask for all of the rest of the stuff that she has. The only problem I do have is, like, you know your girl, your best friend Tiana wants a restaurant, you can't help a girl out.
Yeah.
But then we wouldn't have a story.
I mean, we also are dealing with a girl who is so oblivious to certain things that I think that she, not that she doesn't know what Tiana wants, but maybe she doesn't realize that she can help her.
Yes. because, I mean, like, when Naveen does kind of negotiate with her, like, I'll marry you if you buy Tiana a restaurant, maybe at that moment she hits, oh, is this what Tiana's always wanted? And I could, like, easily help her get a restaurant.
Right, yeah.
But I'm not going to make those excuses for her just because she's one of my favorite characters. But, you know, like, we can speculate all day long.
I also love how she wants a prince so badly, but she wants a prince simply for the romanticism of a prince.
Yeah.
Just, she wants a guy who, like, she just wants that whole prince and princess dynamic. She doesn't want him for gold or, like, riches
or even
status.
She
just wants that idea, which is, like,
she fell in love with a fairy tale.
Yes.
Like, what you and I have too.
Yes.
And that's just what she wants. It's interesting that, like, it's just a romanticism. Yeah.
And she wants those things, and those are the things that, like, people often are, like, criticizing Disney for making us feel like we should want. But also, she's kind and gracious and caring and a good friend. And I just think that, like, she's just a really interesting character because she could easily be written so different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a delicate, it feels like a delicate dance.
Right.
In writing Charlotte in a very positive light.
Yeah.
The girl who plays her is Jennifer Cody.
Snaps for Jennifer.
You did a great job, babe. How do you think Tiana's dad died?
That's an interesting question because I thought about that too when I watched it this time around. Because we are given the scene with him in a soldier's uniform. So, like, right. maybe a war. But, like, what war was going on at that time? I mean, when does this take place?
This is, like, actually, I read trivia that this is Prohibition. So, this would be after World War One.
Yeah, but before World War Two.
Before World War Two.
But it's during Prohibition or after
Prohibition? It's during Prohibition, but the reason, but there's alcohol everywhere.
Yeah, I'm so confused. I was like,
And that's on purpose because New Orleans is known for completely ignoring Prohibition.
Which, praise be to them, because fuck.
So okay. That was on purpose.
In spirit of this podcast, fuck no, Prohibition.
Exactly. Let's prohibit Prohibition. I think we can assume that it was the war.
I feel like we have to because, like, we're not given any other clues of, like, disease or a freak accident.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it has to be. Well, it makes sense because if it's, like, if the story we're in is during the Prohibition, like, okay, we have to go back a couple years, though, because he probably died. We don't even know when he died,
life that he did. Yeah, it's very, like, up in the air. Yeah. They don't give us a lot on it.
And it would make sense, too, because, I mean, working three jobs, you know, of course he might just sign up for, like, the military just so that he can provide for his family. I don't know how the benefits were back then, but...
So we have to assume... he does have a medal or something on his picture, so that maybe that tells us what... Maybe more of a clue.
Wait, but then if there is pictures of him with medals, did he survive the war or not? I don't know.
Right.
Whatever. I attribute it to the war.
Yeah.
That's what I would attribute
it to. It makes sense. I'm sure that's what they're trying to tell us. I get a little every time Charlotte calls her father Big Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. And it makes me a little uncomfortable. How do you feel about it?
I mean, it was weird the first time I heard it. I was like, what? I always wrote it off as, like, a Nolans thing. Like, oh, it's just
it's
something
so
they say down there, and I'm just going to accept it.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, the first time she says it, I'm always like, ugh. But then I can accept it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a New Orleans thing, for sure, I'm sure.
Well, do you have any favorite... Have you ever been to New Orleans?
I haven't.
Oh,
I really want to go.
You should make your way down there. I have been fortunate to go.
Yeah.
I went during Mardi Gras, and I definitely learned some New Orleans slang.
Yeah.
Which I can share with you. I stayed in the Crescent Moon Hotel, which was lovely.
Aww.
Actually, they film, now that, like, New Orleans has been, like, Louisiana is, like, a big filming place now. If anyone ever watches Scream from MTV, the series, they actually filmed at the hotel I stayed at.
Oh, fun!
So that was funny as I was watching Scream, I was, like, oh, wait, I stayed there!
Wait a second.
I was, like, I'm glad that they think it's a creepy hotel, because when I stayed there, it was fucking, like, crazy
as shit. I just feel like everywhere in New Orleans would be creepy.
Yeah, if you're not staying, like, in the French Quarter or anywhere, like, on near Bourbon Street, it can be a little, like...
Yeah.
Like, I once called... We called the cabs because, like, Uber wasn't really big. I mean, I only went a couple years ago, but Uber still wasn't, like, huge.
Yeah.
And everywhere. It was only big in cities.
Sure.
But we had called cab book companies, and I was like, hey, we're staying in this part of town. They're like, oh, no, I'm not going down there.
Ugh, I hate that.
Yeah, I was like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
But some funny, like, Nolan stuff, like, they always like to say, where you at?
Where you
at? Where you at? And I'm like, oh. And we learned that one from calling the cab company.
That's funny.
But, you know, like, say bon, you know, good fortune,
say bon.
Yeah. But, no, it's a beautiful town. I got my cards read.
Yeah.
None of them have come true yet. I was told I would find a lover in the winter. It did not happen. I was looking forward to that.
He's a shadow man.
He's a shadow man in disguise.
So during Almost There,
mm-hmm.
that whole sequence, I just love that 2D art format that they have.
Yes.
It's so beautiful. It's warm and then, like, inviting and gorgeous. Yeah. And I looked it up, and I guess it's based on the African-American painter Aaron Douglas, who was a huge figure in the Harlem Renaissance.
Oh, wow.
And if you look up his work, it's the same thing. And I was like, oh, cool.
And that's something I do appreciate about Disney, is that they really do their research, and mm-hmm. they really kind of draw from, like, they stay very true to the story that's, like, the story and work the cultures of the stories that they're telling.
Yeah, no, and they kind of play with 2D format throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
Especially during Almost There and during Friends on the Other Side.
Yeah.
When he's like,
and that's where I live, because I love all those colors. Oh my gosh. The color scheme for Friends on the Other Side just gives me so much life.
So good. I love that sequence. Naveen, Tiana, and her family all have caramel-colored eyes.
They do.
Have you noticed that?
I did, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I never pointed it out, but, like, I noticed that they all had, like, the same eye color.
It's interesting. And then Dr. Facilier has like Kennedy Davenport eyes.
Yes! Kennedy!
He has, like, purple.
Yeah, he has, like, a little purple
on there. But it's really interesting that they all have, because I feel like the typical African-American eyes are, like, a very dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting that they went to go lighter.
Yeah.
They decided to go lighter with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful. It looks great. I also remember reports when the movie came out that parents were mad because Friends on the Other Side was too scary.
What?
Do you remember this?
No.
I remember, like, reading legit, like, reports about this, that parents would, like, kids would get too frightened during the sequence, and they'd have to leave.
Shut up.
Not even kidding.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Which is funny, because it does, it's, like, I can see how it kind of gets, like, a little spooky, but, like, the last, like, 45 seconds of the song.
It just, like, pisses me off, because YouTube is out there, video games. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't, like, how could, I don't know, I just, like, so disagree with that statement.
And maybe it's not, maybe they're saying scary, but it's more like trippy.
Yeah, it's more trippy than anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I could see how your eyes could be hurt during it. As, like, a young kid
sure.
who's not used to that.
What?
It's not scary. Like, what? Dr. Facilier is wearing that Bone Skull mask, which is, like, looks on looks. Tens across the board. Yes, ma'am. But it's not scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
there's definitely scarier sequences in the Disney, like, in our Disney vault than
definitely,
this one.
For
than
sure.
This one. Yeah. I love that, like, parents like to, like, take all, they're like, oh, Disney, if it has a Disney name, they'll take their kid to it, but then they also like to, like, Disney,
yeah.
they like
yeah.
to, like, shame Disney.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
if they
yeah.
can.
How dare you make this quality entertainment for
yeah.
my family. So, I have a few questions. This is a princess movie, so.
Correct, it is.
Yes.
There is a couple princesses.
This is my second princess movie that I'm doing, actually.
Okay.
Sleeping Beauty was the first. So, I have a few, like, special things to talk about.
Of course.
For princess movies.
Because this is a special category of Disney films.
Yes.
The princesses.
Indeed. Indeed.
We're in the Royal Hall of Fame.
Yes. What's your favorite outfit that Tiana wears?
Oh, that's such a toughie, because I'm one for the dramatics. I love
sure,
drama.
Yeah.
And I love a good theme. As a gay man, a good theme can go a long way with me.
Wait, you're gay?
Shit. I never told
what?
You. Yeah.
You've never told this.
Full-blown homosexual.
What? How did I not see the signs? Anyway, continue.
Yes. So, Avi, like, the after we do the transformation scene and we transform into Tiana's wedding dress, like, gag.
Right.
Wig. Like, yes. I love that it's, like, a lily pad themed. I love, like, the big green and the sparkles. Like, so that's, like, easily my number
sure.
one. But since it's always used in, like, the promos and, like, just, like, whenever you think of Tiana,
right.
you think of her in that dress. So that's obviously, like, a go-to. I mean, you know what? You know, I'm going to stick to that. That's
You're
my favorite one.
Stick to the wedding dress?
Yeah, I'm going to stick to the wedding dress, actually. Because I, thinking about the other ones, I mean, it's sad because she's always, like, in that dress. Like, yeah, she has that dress that she gets from Charlotte. It's not my favorite. It's kind of basic for me. I know it's on the cover of the movie.
It is on the cover of the movie.
It's on the cover, but, like, it's not my favorite.
Okay.
Just because I like big, you know?
Right, right, exactly.
I like big.
Yeah.
I love that it's, like, a debutante. Like, it has, like, a big, like, skirt and everything. And it's actually really funny that you bring up her outfits, because for someone who is a frog for most of the movie,
right, I know.
She actually has the most outfits
she wears
for
a
Disney
lot.
Princess.
Yeah, she wears a lot.
They give her a lot.
Which is really, really surprising. Yes. Usually, yeah, she has probably as much as, like, Belle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Belle might be, like, the second most.
Yeah,
yeah, but she takes the crown with most outfits.
I love the blue dress that Charlotte gives her. I think it's so classic and beautiful. And it's like a princess dress, but it's still in the style of the 20s.
Right.
Which I love. And I love how sparkly it is. But I also super love her, like, little yellow outfit that she wears to work. I think it's so
cute. To Dukes?
Cute. Or yeah. Cows. Oh, Dukes. To Dukes.
Yes.
It's so cute.
Yeah, like, if I worked in a restaurant, I would want to wear the Dukes outfit.
Yes, definitely. But if she was, like, a contestant on Drag Race, then yes. her best drag extravaganza
is going to be
finale look would be the wedding dress.
Yeah.
And then the look that I would probably buy a Chad Sells print would be...
That's at Chad Sells.
would be the blue dress.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. I really also like the wedding dress. I love whenever anything in fashion, you do something interesting to cover up your boobs.
Uh-huh.
Like the... It's not... Is that, would you call it the bodice? Like, just like the bodice. I love when you have a really interesting bodice. And, like, to me... It's, like, so fucking fierce that they have the leaves. The way that the leaves are placed on her bodice is what gives me the most life. So I really love... That's why I really like that dress a lot. Because it also gives me... If we have any Digimon fans out there, it gives me very much, like, what? Palamon. Yeah, it gives me a lot of that vibe. So I just love, like, the florals and, like...
Yeah.
And it's not too overtly floral to the point of, like, getting arts and craftsy, but it's, like, these nice, like, just, like, leaves... Right there.
And you know Mama Odie, like, she designed that shit.
Yeah.
She did. she was the one who, like, I feel like she, like, cast the spell that would make her not be naked when she became
right.
a human.
Right. Well, that was, like, when I was watching it this time around. I was like, wait, how did they get into this? Mommy Odie had, had to design that dress herself.
She did. She did a great job.
Yeah.
I also really love the white dress that she wears in Almost There during the song.
Yeah. Oh, while she's singing. Gag, yes. Yeah, oh, beautiful. My gosh. So that is my second choice is when we're in that fantasy. Or like even when Dr.
She's
Facilia does like,
it,
the purple
yeah.
powder to kind of distract her from getting hurt.
She's wearing it then, too.
What do you call it? It's not a fur, but like whatever that she has. What's the word?
Scarf?
What's wrong with those? This is why I should have gone to fashion school. The boa. The boa is my fave.
Yeah,
I love, beautiful. So that is my second choice. Like, if it wasn't the bridal dress, it is that white dress look.
I also really love, she has so many good looks in this movie. I also really love the very end when they're happily ever aftering and they're in Tiana's palace and she... has that, it's a very 1920s look. It's a dress, I think, but it's green and it has like a weird flaps and stuff. But when Naveen like dips her or whatever to kiss her is like, it looks so good. She's adorable.
Yeah. Looks on looks.
So I like to ask for princesses how Tiana would act in a modern party situation. Like,
okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So... Here's, like, my thing. So, Tiana's already at the party. She gets there before everyone else because she's there to help set up.
Yes, she is.
She's already there. Like, she's not fashionably late. She's making sure our doors are set, our drinks are ready. Like, everyone's going to be fed, and everyone is going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And especially because this isn't her party, but, like, she's helping out a friend.
Yeah.
Who can't seem to figure out left from right. So... So she's there, and then I feel like she's very hostess. She's going to go around and make sure everyone, she's going to check in on everyone, she is going to mingle, she will dance, because she's at a party, and now that, like, we have our dream restaurant, we have our dream, her and Naveen are going to be doing their magical dancing, because as you said, I mean, as she says in the film, Naveen is a great dancer, because you know that really sad moment where they dance as frogs, and she's like, oh, Michelle is going to have a very nice dance partner.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to dance the house down.
She is. But, like, people, I feel like if we were, like, guests at the party and she, like, kept checking on us, we'd be like, Tiana, go have fun.
Yes. We would have to all tell Tiana to stop and go have some
Tiana,
fun.
Tiana, we're fine. Please go drink something and dance with your boyfriend.
Yes. So that's, yes. So, final answer, hostess with the mostess is how she would be at a party.
She is. She makes any place Tiana's place.
Yes. Oh, yes, ma'am!
every place is. Do you think her and Naveen stayed together?
Mm.
And what do you think their happily ever after looks like? Even though we kind of see it, they kind of show it to us in the end.
We definitely have some grandbabies. I want to say at least 3 or 5.
Oh, yeah, because...
Because her mom... Oprah has Dover.
Oprah wants grandbabies.
Oprah wants some grandkids. So, they definitely have some grandkids in the pictures. They're all helping out the restaurant. We're all, like, at the restaurant. And I think even, like, Naveen is going to start doing some of, like, the live music.
Yes.
I think we have him frontlining at the restaurant.
He's the Ricky Ricardo
mm-hmm.
of yes, the restaurant.
Yes, he is. So I feel
without
like,
the spousal abuse. I hope. Of course,
yeah. Fingers crossed.
Please.
Yeah. So I feel like their happily ever after includes like being on the cover of like Eat New Orleans Weekly.
Yeah.
For like 3 weeks in a row.
Yes, I love it.
And you know, just like helping out at the restaurant and stuff.
So cute. I think they stay together.
They have to. Yeah.
I think that in this case, you know, that saying like a bond made in an extreme circumstance is the lasting bond.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's true in this case. And the way that their back and forth is written in the while they're frogs and everything, it shows a like very fast understanding of each other.
Yeah.
As well as a very fast, like, connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, you're going to never share that experience with anyone ever in your life. There is going to be a period of your life that no one will ever understand except for that other person that you share the experience with.
Exactly.
So, again, yeah, which is what holds you together.
Katniss and Peeta. Yeah.
Hazing. There's been like proof that like that's why people haze, because like that group that you're hazing with,
you're bonded together
because no one's ever gonna know.
True.
Yeah, no one's gonna understand.
And I think that you know, they needed each other to fulfill whatever the digging a little deeper that they needed to do was to realize that other person is what they needed
mm-hmm.
to fulfill the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Tiana needed to chill the fuck out, and Naveen needed to get a little more serious.
Yeah.
And together, they're like a yin and yang.
Right. Well, and that's, like, great, too, because I like this movie a lot, and I love Tiana, because we kind of have a character who doesn't really have flaws, who is hardworking, which we're all told to do growing up, and it's interesting to, like, put that on its head, where it's like, you know, you follow this path and you do what you do, but if you're not stopping to sit on a bench, smell the roses,
right.
pet the dog, like, while you're in the right. park, like, why did you even go through the park?
For sure. And it's also, like, it's kind of like Disney, like, flipping their brand on its head, but still supporting their brand.
Yeah.
They're like, dreams come true if you wish on a star. But you also need to work a little bit.
Wish on a star, sit on the couch, and eat a bag of Cheetos.
Exactly. It's like almost them being like, we heard you, we get it. We're sorry that you interpreted it. That means that you're going to get whatever you want by doing nothing. That's not what... I feel like Disney's like, that's not what we were saying. So, especially if, like, the company is built by a man who did work very hard to get the things that he wanted.
Yeah.
So, and the thousands of people that were around him also working very hard to help him. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do. How would the story look? Like, I want you to take Naveen out of the picture. He never even shows up in New Orleans.
Goodbye.
So what would happen?
Oh,
nothing.
First of all, nothing. I mean, it's really sad because without the intervention of Naveen, so let's say that Tiana, because it's really funny, because Naveen is coming to the party, Charlotte wants Tiana to make her the man traps.
Right.
The thirst trap beignets.
She wants to trap his ass.
She wants to trap his ass with the beignets.
Yes.
So that's why she gets the invitation. Thus, she gets the money. Enough money.
Yeah.
I mean, without that first propelling her. I mean, like, yeah, then she gets, like, to the Fuller Brothers with the real estate. And they still deny her the money. So, like, she wouldn't have been able to work the party. I feel like she was, like, She would have worked herself into the ground to the point that where she would have tired herself out and she would have lost all of her friends.
Yeah.
To the point that she, I'm not gonna say suicide, but like she just would, I don't know how much longer Tiana was going to persevere. She's honestly like, I mean, I didn't see it faltering anytime soon. Like I could see her still going on for a couple more years, but I feel like she would have gotten lonely. Her mom would have died. And she, like, who else is she going to make this restaurant for?
Because she doesn't budge on social life. She doesn't budge on meeting new people. She just works.
Works.
And I think that Naveen, though he is a man and though he, and he's an idiot, but, like, he really shows her that, like, she needs that light in her life. Yeah. To have a full life. And she even realizes that, like, she says to Dr. Facilier when he's giving her that, like, fake look into the future, that, like, her father didn't get what he wanted, but he had what he needed.
Oh, my gosh, that line makes me cry every single time.
It's so
I get
good.
Goosebumps.
It's
I have goosebumps right now.
So
it's
good.
Probably one of my favorite lines in the film. I mean, obviously, it's the message of the film.
Yeah.
But it is, it's just so fucking true. And I even say that in my own life, you know, because, you know, we're here, we're young, and we're trying to, like, make our careers, but it's like, what's the point of burning everything around you to get what you want? Mm-hmm. Because you want that so that you can bring it back and share it with the people that
exactly.
you love.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
when you burn, they're not going to be there when you get to that point.
If no one is around to celebrate or praise you or celebrate with you in your success, then what is it all for?
Exactly.
What does it all mean?
So, like, yeah, eventually Tiana would have gotten that restaurant. It wouldn't have been the mill that she got it in. It would have been a smaller place.
Mm-hmm.
She would have opened it, and it wouldn't have been as successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
she would have gotten her dream, but then it would have sucked because she would have arrived at the doorstep, and she would have walked inside, and it was going to be empty.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah,
she would have gotten that restaurant, but, like, it wouldn't have the love.
Right.
Because you can feel the warmth of Tiana's place, and it would not be
that. Totally. For sure. So, yay for Naveen. I mean, he's an idiot.
He's an idiot, but yay for Naveen.
But thank God he showed up. So, put yourself in her shoes. Do you think you would make any different choices than her?
That's a tough one for me. It's super tough. Because, like, I'm not as much as a hard worker as Tiana.
Yeah.
She's, like, a full-bred Hufflepuff through and through. See, we're more Slytherin, so we kind of try to find, not necessarily a shortcut, but we try to find, like, a more efficient way.
We also try and find, like, other people to do
stuff
for us.
Yeah.
We do that.
So, yeah, that's what I mean, like, if I was her, though, I mean, it's hard, too, because, like, I'm not a black woman.
Right.
I'm a white man.
And that's another aspect of this.
Because, like, if I was her, like, my first thing is, like, let me go get a loan. But, like, in that time, who's going to give a loan to a black woman?
Right. For sure.
So it's like, you know, because, like, she's working so hard to get all that money where it's, like, you could have raised that money and then just, like, oh, let me, like, borrow the rest.
Yeah.
But if I was, like, actually in her shoes and I'm trying to, like, feel her experience, I wouldn't be as kind to Naveen.
I think I would
be even meaner because, like, I can't stand an idiot. Like, you don't know how to mince mushrooms?
I don't know. I think
like, you don't know. You can't just cut the shit.
I think I would fall for him pretty quick.
You think you would?
I think I would. Not that he's, like, super hot when he's a frog, but, like, he's super hot. Like,
yeah, he's super hot. He's one of my favorite princes.
He's very
besides Prince Eric.
Girl.
So think about that, actually. If I were to integrate my personality with Tiana's, I think I would have kind of pushed more my relationship with Charlotte. I think I would have kind of abused and manipulated Charlotte into giving me more what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because they are so close and they grew up together, I think it could have worked. Like, I think I could have convinced Charlotte to give me the money I needed.
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. Now that you're saying that, that's, like, very clear for me, too. It's definitely Charlotte is the key to all of that. Charlotte is the key. We must manipulate her.
Yeah, I think so. That's what. So mine's like not a very good Disney movie. I'm very much like, okay, let me abuse this relationship.
So Tiana Jarrett is the villain, and Charlotte is suddenly the main character.
Yeah. We're on our fourth glass already.
Fourth glass. Fourth glass.
See, I never believed when my parents called me an alcoholic, but every day I prove them wrong.
And that's
or prove them right. I prove them right.
Oh, yeah.
I prove myself wrong.
Here we go. I think Naveen is so dumb because
right.
He's just dumb, and that's fine. But he's like, he also, you know what? Naveen and Charlotte are like the opposite child privileges. Kind of.
How so?
Because, like, Charlotte still has this sense of, like, caring and, like, loving and wanting to take care of people, even though she's, like, oblivious and ignorant.
Yeah.
Naveen is, like, everything he does is selfishly.
Yeah, it's very
He's,
selfish.
Like, run by his selfishness. That was just something I thought of.
No, that's a very interesting point.
Yeah.
That, like... Even though Charlotte isn't royalty, she's raised like royalty, and so
she
is Naveen.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting to see that dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see like how they were raised and like it's different. Like how can Charlotte still be so pure? Like I mean that also tests to Big Daddy's character.
For sure.
You know, for
yeah.
like even
yeah.
though he spoiled the shit out of her
yeah.
like crazy. But
he did something right.
He did something right. Like maybe it's just because she has that southern charm. And, like,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah, I can see that all of Naveen's actions are selfish. And it's always, like, even when his little manservant was, like, we should go to the hotel and get settled and, you know, get everything. He's, like, well, we can wait. He's always, like, pushing everything off.
Yeah,
it's just, like,
yeah.
let's live in the moment. Which can still attest to, like, living in the moment. Yes, because, you know, you can't, you know, party in the streets of New Orleans all the time. But
can you?
Like, I mean, But yeah, I never noticed that before. But yeah, you know, it's very interesting that they kind of are raised in like the same
yeah, the
situation.
Same situation. Mm-hmm. When Naveen gets all mad about her being a princess,
or not being a princess.
I just like so ridiculous. Like it's interesting because I'm like I don't know. I think of it as like how does he and maybe he doesn't have an education about international things, but like different from his own country. But it's like. He should know that there's no royalty in America.
Right, like, we don't... That's never been how we run the country.
Especially, like, an African-American girl. Right,
yeah.
Like, what does he think? She's from Wakanda or something? Like...
right, like...
And she's wholly American. She's a
yeah.
very American Southern girl.
Yeah.
And so, I just feel like that's just more of a, like... A showcase of his ignorance.
Yeah, and like to that, like I agree because in a sense, the universe helps him out all the time. He never worries where his next meal's coming from. He's
mm-hmm.
never worried about women. Like he always has them throwing over him, and you know he gets thrown into the situation where he's a frog. So he's kind of just looking for this princess, you know.
Right.
And when he has this, he sees it. He doesn't
yeah.
really ask questions.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, like everything else in my life is handed to me. This is it. So I think he does get mad when he realizes, like, oh, shit, like,
yeah.
this isn't true. Like, oh, like, my answer isn't given to me right away. Like,
right.
you know, like, it has
And then he almost punishes Tiana for being who she is.
Yeah.
For being a waitress. Because
yeah.
he just constantly calls her a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bitch.
I was like, for someone who doesn't work, how can you clock someone who's, like...
yeah, oh my gosh, makes me so angry. But he makes up for it when he says, I'll work... 2 or 3 jobs to get Tiana what she wants.
Yeah.
And I think that's also what you know. Tell me your favorite part of the movie.
Oh, shit.
But I want you to tell it to me in a Charlotte voice.
Oh my gosh, that's such a toughie. It's like weird because it kind of like Venn diagrams, it overlaps with like my song. Because like my favorite part of the. Oh, wait. Oh, I should be my... Okay, wait.
Yeah.
To get ready in my Charlotte voice, so, like, whenever I do an accent, I have to, like, I say, like, a key words and phrases.
Key phrase, yes.
Oh, do you do
I
that, too?
Do that
yes! Okay. Okay, let me try. Oh, Big Daddy. No, that was a little too... Oh, that one was a little weird. Oh, Tiana. I feel like I sound like an old woman. What's wrong with me? I thought I'd be
great.
So much better at this. Okay. So, oh, Christina, my favorite part of the movie, you know, it kind of mixes in with, so this isn't a Charlotte voice. This is just going to be my Southern Belle.
Southern
Belle. This is
give
just
it
like
to
my
me.
Southern
give it to
Belle
me.
Voice.
The Southern Belle.
Big Daddy. Oh, Christina. My favorite part in the movie, child, it's just, it's one of the big musical numbers because as a theater kid, I grew up loving a big ensemble number. So I'm going to have to say it's a big tie between My Friends on the Other Side,
yeah,
or Dig a Little Deeper.
Yes!
Because we all know, I'm going to probably pick Dig a Little Deeper. We'll have all the animals. They're singing. We're dancing. And we just hit notes that we don't usually hit in other songs.
Yes.
So that's going to have to be my favorite song slash part of the movie.
I love it.
Okay, your turn. Because I just made a fool of myself.
You want me to do a Southern accent?
Yes, you have to do your Charlotte voice. I mean, because we both claim that Charlotte's our favorite character, so you have to do your Charlotte voice.
Okay. Oh, but Daddy.
Oh my gosh, it's so much better than mine.
My favorite part of the movie. Let me start over.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm more of a Texan Southern.
Okay.
I feel like I get more of a Texan Southern going than more of a, like, a Louisiana drawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I try to do, like, I like to do a nice big Savannah drawl with molasses dropping, like, molasses dripping down. Georgia. Oh, I should have just talked like this the whole time. Can I redo that? Rewind the button, child.
Do you want to redo it?
No, it's okay. Okay.
Well, I'd like to say, I'll talk in the Southern accent, why not?
Yes, bitch!
I think that Lewis is my favorite character. And he just, I just love that moment when he jumps on the riverboat. And he plays his little song on his trumpet. And he like makes that face. Do you know what I'm talking about, that face? He makes that silly little face that he does.
Oh, yes, darling. I know.
And he just looks so silly. And then he jumps off the boat and they all start shooting at him. And it is just hilarious. And I laugh
it is divine.
It's divine. My stars and stripes. I love it so much. But yeah, that's my favorite. And I actually want to do a thing with you.
Okay, what?
I love that face that he makes so much. I want to take a picture of each of us doing our version of that face.
Okay. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll put it on my Instagram.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. I just want to also point out that me and Jared are both wearing shirts that have crocodiles or alligators on them. You know what? I'm going to look up what Lewis is because this is really
It's been good. Bothering us for way too long.
Yes. Lewis.
But yes, we are very Swamp Bayou fantasy right now. We have our gators. We're having fun. My little gators are on an island, and he's just having a great time. He has a drink in his hand. He has a hat on, and he's just living his best life.
Let's see. Lewis, he's an alligator.
Nice. Okay, glad we got that straightened out.
When we meet Mama Odie.
Yes.
She's got her little snake friend.
Adorable.
Who, they like French kiss.
Multiple times.
There's definitely a sexual relationship, yeah. For sure, I think.
Well, if I was in the swamp, wouldn't you want a snake there to keep you handy?
Well, also, she turns him into several different things, like, throughout the song.
Yeah, like a goat, a pig. No, we don't care.
I have a theory about the snake.
Okay.
I think the snake is her husband.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
And she keeps him alive. With magic. And yes, she has to keep him, for some reason, in a form of an animal.
That's so cute. But that's very magical. Like, no, that's very along the lines of, like, magic. Like, you can't, you gotta pay the price. And
yeah,
the price is that
he's
an animal. Girl, that is, like, some shit right there. Yes! I'm on board.
You know, I dug a little deeper. That's how I came up with it.
Okay, I'm almost there, but
my friends on the other side. Let me just go over
how
there.
I feel about this. So, like, the last time I was down in New Orleans.
So, yeah, I just, like, that's kind of the theory that I came up with. I don't know.
I approve. True. Well, and she knows, like, he knows everything so well.
Yeah.
Like, he's there.
And he's all about, like, you know, keeping her good and keeping her, like, happy and he cares about her very much, obviously.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that Dr. Facilier is the only person who calls himself Dr. Facilier? Everyone else calls him the Shadow Man.
Yes. Like, I, if you would, like, yes, that makes sense. Like, yes. Like, everyone calls him the Shadow Man.
Do you think that Dr. Facilier is a moniker that he gave himself? Or that's actually his name?
Like, do I think he's a real doctor? No. No. Yes. So, yes, I feel like it is, like...
Facilier comes from facile, which is...
Easy.
Yeah, he's Dr. Easy. So, because... He's the antithesis of a Tiana, because Tiana is Dr. Workhard.
Oh, my gosh! Mm-hmm. Wig! Wig! Oh, my gosh, my wig is in the swamp right now! Wig! Ah! Disney with the foils! Disney with the foils! Oh, my gosh!
Right?
I always loved that. One of my favorite things in English class were to analyze names, and, like, I love when... A name is very cleverly put like
that. Right,
like,
yeah. No, it's...
That's so awesome. I never thought of it like mm-hmm. that. Dr. Workhard, Dr. Easy.
Yep.
And it's just funny because, like, we have an Easy villain. Like, he's, okay, Easy. And then we have Naveen. And then, yeah, it's right? just yeah. so interesting that these three characters...
It's very interesting. So when the Shadow Man is reading Naveen's tarot cards...
Mm-hmm.
The last card he pulls out is of the prince's future. It yeah. features him sitting on a lily pad with money in his hand, foreshadowing his later transformation. He's also singing, it's the green, it's the green, it's the green that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn that it's not the money green.
It's
the frog green.
The frog green, mm-hmm. yes. That's very clever. Luckily I didn't catch that before.
Yeah.
While we were in the theater, no, I wasn't in
the theater. You weren't in the theater.
As I was sitting on my ex-best friend's couch, yes, I was like, the green is the frog and not necessarily.
It's so good. I love it. So good. Animator Bruce W. Smith, who's one of the animators on the movie. He says that Dr. Facilier is the love child of Peter Pan's Captain Hook and Cruella de Vil.
Oh my gosh, shut the fuck up, yes.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Super is.
I'm there. He has the voice of Captain Hook
uh-huh.
and kind of some of those personifications, but he's like tall and thin and creepy like Cruella de Vil.
Like Cruella de Vil. Yes.
He kind of, like, walks like Captain Hook, too.
He does, yeah. He's mm-hmm. such an interesting, like, physical... presence.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I wish we did know a little bit more about his shadow. It's interesting because the shadow's always there to help out, but he's almost like not Dr. Facilier in the same way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's not part of the shadow friends.
Well, he also gives me, like, that also gives me obvious, like, Peter Pan vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, Dr. Facilier. Like, what if Dr. Facilier is, like, a lost kid? Like, a mm-hmm. A lost boy.
Yeah. How do you make his way
up.
Back, though?
Lost
yeah.
boy who's grown up.
I really want to know why he made a deal with the friends on the other right. side. I feel like it's a really cool origin story.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink, Disney. This is a prequel I could love. And yeah, this is the prequel I need right now.
I also super love Rey, obviously. He's...
Oh.
It's such a good character.
My heart grows.
Yeah.
When I think of Rey. I just, like, love a character that's just, like, holistically nice and can stay that way the whole time. Like, even when they're, like, beaten down, like, he still stays true to his beliefs
yeah.
and loves. Like, oh, my gosh. Do I not ever go outside and yell Evangeline to the stars? Because the love he has for that star is just, like, incredible.
Right. And it's something we all, like, always thought we would have one day. And... He's also, like, wholly unselfish in everything that he does.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because it's, like, you can also say that, like, as much as he does for others, like Tiana does, he does have that love in his life.
Right.
Yeah. And it's, like, it's just, like, so weird, too, because, like, though he can't touch her, he still loves her very much.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, take that any way you want.
Rough man.
Yeah. You could also say it's like almost like a metaphor for faith.
Oh, definitely. For sure. Yeah.
Just because, like, even though he can see it, which you usually can't do with faith, but, like, knowing that it is, even though you believe it and no one else does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, did we not all gag when we do that cloud reveal when he dies? Spoiler alert. And then he's, like, right there next to Evangeline!
Yeah. Everyone gagged. Everyone was crying and gagging.
Yeah.
We've reached the end.
No! Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but here we are.
Okay.
But.
Yes.
We have a couple fun other things to do.
That's true.
I want you to rate this movie 1 to 10 Friends on the Other Side.
Ooh! Oh my gosh. I mean, like, could I not just give it a 10 out of 10?
Tens
across the board. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with this movie. There really isn't. It's told very well. We have fun songs. I would take some points down, though, because I don't, as much as I love all the songs in this movie, we do not have a showstopper.
You think? We don't have a Let It Go.
We don't have a Let It Go.
Okay.
Not saying that we, like, I don't like to use Let It Go because of just all the negative connotations that are associated with Frozen. And all of y'all feel, I love Frozen, but everyone out there seems to want to hate on Frozen.
Right, exactly.
But, like, almost there, like, yeah, she has that long note. To me, though, it's like, oh, like, it's too early in the show.
I wouldn't say that that's the, yeah.
There's no big show-stopping, like, like,
there's no
catch
big,
my
yeah.
breath. Like, that was incredible.
There's no solo number.
There's no big, yeah, why doesn't Tiana have a solo number?
Well, she has Almost There, but it isn't, that's like the, like.
It's too exposition-y for me.
Yeah, that's like, I'm trying to think of, like.
I want a Mulan Reflections solo from Tiana.
Right.
That's
right.
What I mean.
It's not a defining song.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not a character defining song.
Which is a very signature thing for a Disney, obviously. Right. Like, right. We have Part of Your World. We have Reflections. We have.
I think you know what it is. What? I think that Almost There doesn't quite hit it because it showcases her flaws as if they're positive attributes. Because she's singing about. I have to work hard, I can't have fun, I have to do this right. And whereas Reflection or Part of Your World is just simply dreaming. And I think that might, and not that, I mean, Almost There, like, in itself as a song is not, like, a, you know, bumper. It's not, like, a showstopper. But I think that is part of it. We have a character who is, like, showcasing her flaws as if they are positive attributes.
Yeah.
And that's rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will have to take, so, like, let it be known, I would rate this 10 out of 10, but we're going to take a point down because we don't have a showstopper. I mean, this is all about, like, Jared, Captain Sassy, like, standards.
There we go.
So, yeah.
Nines.
And a world full of tens, BNI. So, yeah, I would give it, like, a 9.5, just because I have to deduct for that. Non-show-stopping number, for sure.
Sure, sure. I understand that. Yeah, I think she needed a something. She needed a Part of Your World, a Let It Go.
And, like, I do... This is also me being, like, super, super nitpicky. I wish we would have spent, like, less time in the swamp. Like, if there was a scene I could get rid of, it would be, like, the one where, like, the frog hunters come in. Like, that's not my favorite scene.
Oh, my gosh. Like, yes, just, like, I hate the frog hunters.
Yeah, to me, it's pointless, but, like, also, I feel like there must be a point to every scene, but I always take a step back and be like, Jared, just appreciate cinema. Like, just appreciate the story for what it is. Like, don't try to think too hard about it.
I see it as, like, showing that Naveen and Tiana are good. They're, like, a good... working team together, they problem solve together, they're quick on their feet together, but that scene is, like, such filler. It's so filler, and it's slightly offensive to people who maybe, like, are from the bayou a little bit, like...
Yeah, but at the same time, y'all can't get offended at every little, you know...
Oh, for sure,
you know what I'm saying? So I agree with you, you're right, but, like, if you are offended, don't be.
Get the fuck over it. Okay, 9 Friends on the Other Side.
9 Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 Friends on the Other Side.
I think I am on the same level.
Because I did get my ensemble number. So.
It's almost like they have the, like, the last note of Dig a Little Deeper as, like, her...
That's her big moment.
But it's not.
But she still didn't learn her lesson.
She doesn't learn her lesson until later.
Yeah, like, and it's very clear she's, like, they literally, after she sings the song... They were like, oh, you still don't know? Mama Odie's like, well, did you know what you need? She's like, I had to work even harder.
Exactly. And everyone's like, all right, so we're going to actually end singing.
What?
Yeah, that's how we do here.
Okay. I'm down.
That's how, I haven't figured out what we're going to do in a non-musical episode.
That's, yeah.
But right now we're singing.
Until that time.
Until that day. What's your favorite, like, what song do you want? I think I know what song you want to sing. I think everyone knows what song you want to sing.
We are going to sing, dig a little deeper.
Okay, so yeah.
Just because also, I was telling Christina earlier that, like, at Disneyland, they have a parade called the Soundstational. It's themed to music, like, yeah. Like sounds and beats and yeah. Like the actual music, and they have a Princess and the Frog section. It's very much more upbeat than it is in the movie, and I'm a booty popper, so I'm a twerk queen.
Yes, girl.
So like the rendition that they do in the parade is so much more my style. So I played it for Christina before this.
So we're gonna sing this.
Okay, can I finish the last of my drink?
Yeah. Gulp.
Blech. Blech. Good. I'm good to go.
Here we go.
Thank you, Christina, for letting me sing the Soundstational Parade version.
Okay, go.
Don't matter what you look like.
Don't matter what you wear.
How many rings you got on your finger?
We don't care.
Yeah, we don't care.
We don't know what they wanted. What they wanted me to do.
Tell me what they needed. Just like I've been telling you, you gotta dig a little deeper. Find out who you are. You gotta dig a little deeper. Hard. If you really know who you are, you find out what you need. Who's that sunshine guarantee?
Hope you enjoyed the episode. Quick disclaims. Drinks and Disney is not affiliated in any way with the Walt Disney Company. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Instagram at Drinks and Disney.
Special thanks to Grace Sy for our music.
Cheers, my Disney dears.